Senate Bill 199, an act to revise property tax levies for the general fund of a school district.
Senate Bill 199, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Rouse.
Thank you. Madam President and ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senate Bill 199 is the property tax relief bill for this legislative session that moves the property tax relief from 25% to 30%. The bill is, there was in your daily reader a copy of the bill which is incorrect, and I believe the pages have now handed out a corrected version of Senate Bill 199, and I would hope that all members would have that available at their desk.
If I may ask, do all senators have a copy of 199 at their desk? Please proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 199, as many of you know, is basically an expenditure measure for one half of a year. It will authorize, out of the Property Tax Reduction Fund, the additional expenditure equal to about $10 million. That's the additional cost for a half a year for providing property tax relief at 30% for the coming year, as opposed to 25% in the past years. This came out of Senate State Affairs. When the bill came into Senate State Affairs, the bill expressly identified that it was subject, the 30% was subject to what happened at the election on the inheritance tax. We removed that and simply stated that this would be a 30% property tax reduction for the coming year, and we just stopped at that. This would allow the next legislative body to decide whether or not they would continue the 30% property tax relief, or if it would move back to 25% property tax relief. That, in essence, is what the bill does. I would note that mechanically, the way that this works is that the mill levy that we provide schools are allowed to charge property taxpayers in their district are limited. And what this does is it reduces each one of those mill levy rates by 5%. It would also be inappropriate for me not to mention that these are the estimates for the coming year. Now, the reason why they are estimates only is because later in this legislative session, we will have as close as possible the actual amounts based upon the property tax values that are out there throughout the state. But since we come up on deadlines during the legislative session, it's necessary to start the bill and with your permission move it through the Senate, move it to the House, and during the process in which we finish up our legislative session, the actual final numbers will be reconciled with those that are found within the bill, and we will then ask to be come back in and to agree to a correction on the bill with whatever is actually finalized based upon the property tax values as determined by the Department of Revenue. These are estimates only, and all we try to do is get them as close as possible. But in order for the bill to proceed, it would be necessary to have it out of the Senate by Thursday. We're close enough to where we know we aren't going to get the actual estimates, the final estimates for this legislative session, until after the House would have the bill. At that time, we would be asked at that point to reconcile the final differences. I would try to answer any questions you may have on the bill, and if you don't have any, I would ask for your support of the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
Well, Senate Bill 199 comes from the governor, and there's only one thing I want to say about this bill at this time. I love this bill, and I think the people of South Dakota will love this bill too. We finally get our 30% property tax reduction. I remember 6 years ago in 1994 in the campaign for governor, both candidates for governor promised the 30% property tax reduction. At the time, I was running for state senate, and I eagerly embraced that promise of 30%. Now, 6 years later, we have Senate Bill 199. However, in Senate Bill 199, the property tax reduction of 30% is not permanent. As Senator Rounds has mentioned, the 30% is only for 1 year. To make the 30% property tax reduction permanent, Madam President, I have an amendment at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Staggers moves that Senate Bill 199 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 6 of the Senate State Affairs Committee Engrossed Bill, after 2001, insert, and each year thereafter.
Is there a second?
Second.
discussion on the Staggers motion to amend?
Yes. Madam President, let me just very simply say that this amendment that I have before the body provides for a permanent 30% property tax reduction. By passing this amendment and the bill, we will finally have kept the promise for a 30% property reduction
Madam President,
to the people of South Dakota.
Table
Thank
of,
you very much.
Table of amendment.
Senator Brown. I'm sorry, Senator.
Table the amendment.
Motion is to table. Is there a second? That's not debatable. The motion is to table the Staggers motion to amend Senate Bill 199. Those in favor?
Roll call.
Roll call has been requested. Is he supported? He is supported. The question before the Senate is the tabling motion of Senate Bill 199. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson? Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dennard?
No.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunn Jim?
Aye.
Dunn Rebecca?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Flowers?
No.
Frederick?
No.
Hangey?
Aye.
Helverson?
Aye.
Ham? Hutmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Klocek?
No.
Lang?
No.
Lawler?
No.
Madden?
No.
Moore?
No.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Paisley?
Aye.
Reedy?
No.
Rounds?
Aye.
Schoner?
Aye.
Staggers?
No.
Simmons?
No.
Belandra?
No.
Vitter?
No.
Whiting?
No.
Senator Duxbury? Madam President, ayes 18, nays 17.
The motion to table the Staggers amendment has received a majority vote of the members-elect. The Staggers motion to amend is lost. Further discussion on Senate Bill 199.
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I don't think this bill is probably quite as good as it should be. I wish we'd have passed that amendment, but the reality is we didn't get the amendment on. The good thing about it is we did put the amendment on that took the inheritance tax out of in state affairs, and I think that is no more than right to give the people of South Dakota a chance to vote on it without being worried about being blackmailed into what would happen. And I think that would constitute into anything but an unfree election, worried about whether they were going to get their property tax relief the next year. And I think if we were truly honest with ourselves that we would let Senator Staggers' amendment go on and pass this bill out of here and pass true property tax relief. I've had a lot of comments from people that say they really can't afford it anymore, but I think that we've all pretty much committed to that form, and we should probably have continued it. We truly haven't done 30% only for the next year. And I think if we were going to do that, we should have let Senator Staggers' amendment on. But I'm still going to support the bill, and I would hope that everyone here could. Thank you.
Senator Rounds.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I have to respond. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, if you feel that the property tax relief has cost you money and you want to go home and tell the folks back home that you decided they couldn't afford any more of the property tax relief, then vote against the bill. Quite honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I truly believe that the vast majority of the people in South Dakota will tell you they have seen property tax relief, and this is an opportunity to increase it by an additional $10 million in the first year, and if we have the money, a total of more than $20 million additional in each year thereafter to a total of $122 million a year. Now that money is going someplace. So if the justification is that we are sending the money back and it's going home to property taxpayers, then vote for the bill. If you truly feel that there is not property tax relief and you can't afford any more of it, then the solution is simple, and that is vote against the bill and go home and explain to the people back home why you didn't want to send the money back to them. Because I believe that there is property tax relief within the bill. I think there's $122 million of it coming. I intend to support the bill, and I would ask for your support because I think most people do want to send the money back home. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Flowers.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, Senator Rounds, I guess I'm not opposed to what you're talking about, but I guess let's not mislead the public into thinking this is a permanent thing, because I think it is tied to whether or not we pass, the folks in the state of South Dakota, do away with inheritance tax. So let's not put it in the paper tomorrow that it's 30%, because most people are going to think it's going to be permanent, and it might not be permanent. So I hope that that the newspapers will write it up like it really is. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Benson.
Thank you, Madam President. Of course, I'm going to vote for the 5%. And I think everybody's talked about how evaluations have went up, and some of that 25% has been eaten up by that. I still can't help but give my pitch on inheritance tax, and of course that's my main goal, to get rid of this horrible tax. And I'm pleased that they're not hooked together now. There is one fear with this that I see. We do the 30% now, and the inheritance tax is repealed, which I hope it is, and I'm going to do everything in my power to help that cause, that if the revenues aren't there in another year, the legislature that's sitting here next term is going to be faced with a situation where we won't be able to do the full 30%. So, you know, it's just something that's out there, and it is a possibility. So maybe this is one time that term limits are of a favor to some people in this body. Thank you.
Further remarks? Here, Senator Kochek.
Senator Benson.
State your question.
Senator Benson, how much, in your estimation, is there so-called extra money in the state budget right now, or how much carryover money do we have that we could use to fund any shortfalls in the state budget? I know it's early in the budget process yet, but do you have any figures on that yet?
Senator Benson.
Thank you, Madam President. I have not seen the figures for next year. The only thing I know is this year's budget. Of course, you know, the amendment that we passed in appropriations today ate up $11.5 million of that excess money. As far as the following year, I have not seen the estimates yet, so I can't answer that.
Senator Kochek.
Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks.
Madam President.
Senator Dennard.
Thank you, Madam President. Question, Senator Benson.
State your question.
Senator Benson, you indicated that possibly if the inheritance tax amendment passes the ballot this fall, that we could lose the 30% rollback in the following year. As I remember the Cutler-Gabriel amendment that's on this, that the state has to at least always maintain the same ratio for school aid as it is now. So I don't really know how we can lose the property tax rollback. We've got to still maintain that same ratio, so the state's just going to have to come up with other revenues, would be my understanding of it. What's your understanding, Senator?
Senator Benson.
Madam President, well, my understanding is that we would have to cut programs somewhere else. And, it all comes out the same in the end, but somebody would have to lose.
Senator Dennard,
well, then that just confirms my statement. The property tax rollback would still be there.
Further remarks, Senator Frederick.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, let me take a stab at all this supposed money that is sloshing around. If you'll remember, we are appropriating only one half of the property tax relief in the FY 2001 budget. If you remember, that is done because the schools are running on a calendar year versus us, the property taxes run on a calendar year versus a fiscal year from July to June. for the state budget. Therefore, only one half of the money is in this bill. We have built in to our budget approximately $10.2 million structural deficit. Now, we believe that we can carry that structural deficit because we do have some money in the property tax reduction fund, which will slowly reduce and eat away at the balance in that fund. And we believe that over the course of the next 2 or 3 years, the economy will grow into the ability to erase the structural deficit. Now, the bill that is coming to you probably tomorrow, Senate Bill 196, the Benson Amendment, which will take $11.5 million off the bottom line in the current budget year, also says that that much money less will be going into the property tax reduction fund. The Benson Amendment sets things up so that we can easily put forth the People's Trust account, the People's Trust Fund, so that we can put all the tobacco money into trust, which is very popular with the people in the state. But you can't be all things to all people all the time. And I see that's what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to put money aside for tobacco. We're trying to fund some of the critical needs on a one-time basis. We want to give property tax relief, and we want to eradicate the inheritance tax. Ladies and gentlemen, we're starting to run short of money if we want to do everything for everybody all the time. So the long and the short is that if you believe that you can do everything, I'm glad you folks will be back here running the appropriations process, because it won't work. You cannot get rid of the inheritance tax. That will put a hole of $20+ million in the general fund. Next year, you're going to have to increase state aid $10.2 million, all things being stagnant, because that's the other half of the property tax reduction to move up to the full 30%. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those that believe that you can do everything, well, utopia does exist in some people's minds, but please don't make it state policy. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
Well, first of all, we're not trying to do everything. There are two basic things which many people in this body want to do. And the first one is to get a permanent 30% property tax reduction. The second one is to get rid of the inheritance tax. I mean, that's not doing everything. That's doing two very modest things. And when you take a look at the revenue the state of South Dakota has this year, we're doing extremely well. We're projecting an excess of $13.4 million as June 30th. That's just extra money we're bringing in that we didn't know we were going to bring in. We're going to have over $10.5 million in excess money when it comes to money coming from the education formula. We have $35 million, $36 million in the reserve fund. We have $47 million in the property tax relief fund. We have approximately $28 million in the tobacco money that's coming. And then we also have excess FTEs in government, over 500 excess FTEs, around $20 million. We also have an increase in the sales tax. Historically, it's been $20 million a year. Now, these are just a few examples of the money that we have sloshing around here in Pierre. And I think we ought to take a look at the money we truly have here in Pierre to do two modest programs, the 30% property tax reduction and also getting rid of this inheritance tax.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final approval of Senate Bill 199. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers? Benson?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunjim?
Aye.
Dunn-Rebecca?
Aye.
Duxbury? Everst?
Aye.
Flowers? Frederick?
Aye.
Hangey?
Aye.
Halverson?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hutmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Lang?
Aye.
Lawler?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson, Paisley, Reedy, Rounds, Schoner, Staggers, Simmons, Valandra, Bitter, Whiting. Senator Albers? Senator Albers? Madam President, ayes 35.
Senate Bill 199 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.